Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are continuing our conversation with author and certified professional organizer Eileen Kauf. She's written a wonderful book called Get Organized God's Way. Bring God's order into every area of your life. And I've read a lot of this book, and it's really, really spoke to me, and I know that you would be blessed by it too. It's kind of like a Bible study, a declutter workbook, just a lot of good nuggets of wisdom on there, and I would encourage you to check that out. If you missed yesterday's program, really would encourage you to go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org, and catch that 15-minute podcast or whatever platforms you listen to podcasts on. We're on all of those: iTunes, Podbean, Spotify. We have a YouTube channel that you can listen to these programs on. So just simply type in Hope is Here and hope that you will subscribe to our podcast, and I know you'll be blessed. Well, Eileen, yesterday we started sharing, you have six reasons in your book that are really just really solid, great reasons that to live an organized lifestyle. And unfortunately, we only got to two of those yesterday because they're just such good nuggets of wisdom. The first one was your relationships flourish. The second one is your ability to hear God awakens, which I think is the desire of all of our listeners on Hope is Here. And today I want to start with the third reason for living an organized lifestyle, and it is each person has certain gifts or abilities. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. God created each one of us with such specific purpose and giftings and abilities. And I can tell you without that this happens so much, and it's amazing. One of the testimonies that I have with one of my clients is that her spare bedroom was just cluttered with all kinds of things. It's sort of like the storage room, as many people have. And it was like, it was just overwhelming to her. She couldn't, at that point, she couldn't even almost open the door to get in. So before we even get started, I always ask my clients, what's your vision for the space? Because if you don't have a vision for a space, just doing it to doing its sake isn't going to work. So she said, Eileen, I have always wanted to create like cards or thank you, you know, things that I can express myself, not necessarily, you know, as with a paintbrush on an easel or anything, but I want to create these, you know, tactile cards to give out to my friends and all of these things. And she says, there's just no space in my home for years, for decades, that I've been putting this off because I just don't have the time. I just don't have the space. I said, okay. So when we get through with this spare bedroom, we're going to set it up in some sort of a fashion that this vision of yours can come to reality. And so God gives each one of us a gifting and an ability to do something, but it becomes, you know, it becomes pushed away in our lives because our lives get so busy with other things that we think are more important other than developing those giftings. So the short story of this is that when everything was done and she was able to buy her, you know, craft supplies and buy the things that she needed to do with this, and two or three years later, I would hear from her and goes, Eileen, you know, whoever she gives these to, I mean, and I've gotten a few of them myself, they're the most gorgeous, the most incredible cards that anyone has ever yet, you know, they're all handmade. And they're made with such love and intent and I don't know how else to explain it, but her gifting came out in such an incredible way that filled not only her with the joy that God gave her, but she was able to give it to others as well, to give that joy to others. And how she was able to spread the word of God through these cards, it was just amazing. So everyone has these abilities. He created each one with different fingertips, with different, you know, things that we need to do on an individual basis. But sadly, they just don't become realized because life entraps us. So that's what organization is partly to do, to bring those giftings and abilities to the forefront, to bless you and to bless others through you.
All right. The fourth reason for living an organized lifestyle is an organized life builds character. Talk to us about that.
Well, bottom line is character is the person we really are, right? I love the quote is to preach Christ at all times and if necessary, use words. In other words, people don't see us by what we say. People understand us or we are reflective to other people by what we do, how we live. And if we're always late because we can't find this or that, our character suffers. You know, it's like I link character to a fragrance, because before, you know, anything is uttered out of our mouth, our fragrance enters the world. Our fragrance enters the room. And so other people will pick up on who you really are without you actually saying a word. And our character is who we are. And so organizations really begin to bring forth that godly character when we can be more at peace. We can be more attuned to what's happening around us at any given time. And as you know, we hear from God, going back to the last episode, we hear from God when we are at that peace. And so our character is built on what we do, not what we say. What else can I say on this?
If you just tune in, we're talking with Eileen Kopf. She is a certified professional organizer, and she's written a wonderful new book called Getting Organized, God's Way. It's a, kind of a combination of a Bible study and a declutter workbook. The book is Bringing God's Order into Every Area of Your Life. And she's been sharing with us yesterday and today the reasons for living an organized lifestyle. And yesterday she shared with us your relationships flourish. Secondly, your ability to hear God awakens. She shared earlier today, if you just tuned in, each person has certain gifts or abilities. And number four, an organized life builds character. The fifth reason for living an organized lifestyle, you said, is an organized life maximizes time and efficiency. So talk to us about that.
All right. Well, very, very quickly, I would have to guess, it is probably an educated guess, that corporations stress time and efficiency more than anything else. I mean, that's probably why they have all of these workshops on time, you know, time maximization and all of those things. Lots of books on time management and time efficiency, whatever. And our lives right now are anything but efficient, because our lives are just getting busier and busier and busier. And in these end times, it's imperative that we begin to see the world as our harvest field. I mean, when there's so many distractions in life and urgencies take precedence over God's call in our life, we're missing something here. And so I think that it's really important for us to live in an ordered lifestyle so that our time is efficient. I love how when I go to try to plan out my day or whatever, and I always ask God, I says, what's on your agenda, not on my agenda? And I'll get maybe one or two things. It's sometimes it's more than the other one. But I know that if I'm supposed to get it done, he's going to multiply my time efficiency in a way that I could never have done so. So putting God first when you are going through your daily schedule and looking at it through that vision, that understanding of what God needs you to do first, your life is going to change in dramatic ways.
All right. Well, number six, I know this one's really, really special to you. If we want to have a good reason for living an organized life, we talked about your relationships flourish, your ability to hear God awakens. Each person has certain gifts or abilities. Number four, an organized life builds your character. Number five, an organized life maximizes time and efficiency in your life. And last but not least, to be ready. Talk to us about that, Eileen.
All right. The whole book, the whole study is on this reason, to be ready. And, oh my gosh, I could spend an hour or two just on this one reason, but I'm going to try and do this really quickly. We know that at the end of day, we're all going to stand before our Lord, and he's going to say to us, well, what did you do with the time and the talents that I gave you on this earth? And we're going to have all kinds of reasons why or why we didn't. And that's the whole point of the study, is to be ready on that day. In other words, you know the scripture of the servants with the talents. You know, God, the master gives one servant 10 talents, the other one 5, and the other one 1. And he goes away, and he wants to see what they did with the talents. No pun intended here. with what he gave them. And the first one, he said, oh, you know, that's fantastic. You were able to multiply it in so many wonderful ways. Come and share your master's happiness. Well done, good and faithful servant. The same thing happened with the one who he gave the 5 talents to. You know, he was able to multiply his talents and be able to bring them back to his master. And his master said, well done, good and faithful servant. I don't think I need to go into the one with the 1. So... But the concept here is that how we live our life here, how we live on the day-to-day, on the structure of our life, on the order or disorder of our life, doesn't necessarily affect us as importantly now as it will in eternity. And when you look at it from that, when I begin expressing this in my classes, this is the mind blower of all the class, is that what we do here is so much going to impact how we spend eternity and where we spend eternity. It's like I always say, you wouldn't give your child who's 10 years old the keys to the car. that's just not responsible, because you know he's not mentally, he's just not capable of, you know, turning on that car and going around safely in it. So you have to wait. You have to wait till he is. You have to, till he grows up and is capable of getting behind the wheel of a car. Well, that's the same way. When we're all safe, that's not the issue. But God is going to say, okay, what did you do with X? How did you spend your time doing this? And that is going to tell him what our responsibilities in eternity are going to be. So,
all right. I hate to cut you off there, Eileen. Great, great stuff. But I want to encourage you to get a copy of this wonderful book, Get Organized, God's Way by Eileen Koff. Go to her website, EileenKoffMinistries.com, or I know you can get the book on Amazon. But if you need more information, check out our website, HopeIsHereToday.org. That's HopeIsHereToday.org. For Eileen Koff, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, HopeIsHere.today. That's HopeIsHere.today.